This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on F104 and Arbutus are an Irish electronic pop group that formed when they met in Canada. Dylan joins me now to talk about their latest single. Hello, how are you?
How are you doing, Louise?
So your latest single, Wrapped Up in Culture, was released on May the 19th. Tell us a little bit about this single.
Yeah, so we released it last Friday. The name came from when myself and Josh moved home from Canada. We were kind of talking about, you know, the main changes that we noticed since moving home. And the first thing that sprung to both of our minds was, like, you know, designer clothes. Like, everybody's mad into Gucci and, and like Louis Vuitton and all this kind of stuff, whether it's fake or not. Like, it didn't matter once they were getting the badge in or the logo in, that kind of thing. And we just thought it was kind of bizarre and how materialistic it was, you know. And then we started kind of talking about, like, more sinister things. Like, you're seeing kind of people, drug use seems to be a lot more prevalent in the society, and we're like, Jesus, people are really getting wrapped up in this. Like, it's kind of becoming more of a cultural thing and a bit less stigmatized. And it was just something we kind of wanted to speak about and observe in a song, you know.
Is it important then for you to look at topics like that that are kind of happening around you?
Oh yeah, well, that's what we try to do. We try to write about what we see and things going on around us, and we thought this was an important one because it's kind of, it's important to kind of say to the, even the youth culture, you're seeing it's younger and younger kids, like, kind of getting into it, and if they're kind of growing up thinking this is the done thing, you know, like alcohol, which isn't obviously innocence by any means, but if they're thinking, oh sure, that's just the way it's done, then, you know, they're just kind of getting wrapped up in this culture and thinking, sure, it's just a done thing, and then that's just a slippery little slope for these people to go down. Like, even on a lesser scale, like, I when I'm driving to work in the mornings, you're seeing kids walking to school and they're vaping, you know, and they're like 14 years of age or less. And I even read somewhere, like, kids as young as 8 are vaping because it's tasty, you know, it's marketed well, it's colourful, and these are people probably who have never smoked before, like, inhaling things that are kind of directed to smokers to try and wean them off smoking, you know, which is, and it's just, it's bad for developing brains, and it's also a very slippery slope. So yeah, it's an important thing for us to talk about.
And with something like that as well, I think that is something that kind of just creeped in and no one kind of realised it was happening until it was, as you say, everywhere, and you're kind of seeing it on all the streets. Like, you don't really...
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, it's sad to see. Like, and like, we kind of thought, like, people aren't really questioning why they're doing what they're doing, you know? Like, that's kind of in the song we say, like, we're trying to say, like, where do you go when the party's over? Like, we're trying to say, like, getting people to question why they're doing what they're doing when it comes to these things. Like, it isn't really a solution to any problem, you know?
Absolutely.
And some people are just doing it because it's just less stigmatized now and it's just the way things are.
And this song kind of went through a couple of stages before you got to the finished project that we get to hear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We kind of first did it as a kind of funky kind of pop song. But then we kind of wanted to deliver it in a kind of lighthearted way. It's kind of a Trojan horse of sorts because we wanted to make it a song that could be played in clubs, could be played in parties, and it will be played in front of people who, you know, might be dabbling in these things. And we wanted to kind of deliver a subliminal message to the people who need to hear it, like, the question, like, get them to question why they're doing what they're doing, you know. And then on the other hand, for people who don't need to hear that message, it's just a lighthearted dance song, you know, that you can have fun to.
And is this a process that kind of happens for all your songs, and where it kind of goes through different, I suppose, lives before it kind of even gets to anyone's ears?
In a way, yeah, because we used to kind of be a pop rock kind of group in a way, but it just wasn't really, it didn't really fit what we kind of enjoy listening to and what we have fun making. So we've kind of gone more down the electronic route and tried to carve out a space for our own sound. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the songs have kind of started off with more like live elements, guitars, drums, that kind of thing. But we always start the songs on acoustic, even now, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if it sounds good on acoustic, it's going to sound, it's a good foundation, you know. So yeah, it always goes through at least three stages, I'd say.
That must be quite a fun process as well, because you don't really know what it's going to end up like until you kind of hear it.
Honestly, yeah, that's the best part. Sure, I think that's why I do it, because myself and Josh, we're only coming up with things over the weekend, and like we're just bashing it out on acoustic guitar, you know, like, and the ideas are coming out of nothing, and then they grow legs, and then it's great to see where they start to where they finish, you know.
Mm-hmm. And this follows on from Good Location as well, which was the final installment of the trilogy of songs that you released.
Yes, yeah, we only released that released that in March, yeah, so we are kind of, that song, that kind of trilogy of songs, or EP if you want to call it, was kind of describing the start to the end of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And we enjoyed making that, just kind of making a made up scenario and, you know, spelling out three different stages of this, you know, from start to finish. Also trying to be lighthearted and not too down and, you know, preachy or anything, you know. But now with Wrapped Up in Culture, it's kind of where, kind of exploring new ideas and, you know, writing about all sorts of things. So we plenty more on the conveyor belt to come too.
So is there more projects and stuff in the works then?
There is indeed, yes. I've been working on a few this weekend, just finished one off this morning. Yeah. And we have plenty more to come in the future. So 2023, we're just trying to literally spit out as much music as we can, as we gear up and get ready for our live shows.
Yeah, so tell us about the live shows. Is there anything that you can tell us yet?
All I can say is we're working on it. If you follow us on Instagram, we're going to be announcing more about it soon, but we're just trying to get the wheels rolling on the live show and build the show and try and build an experience, an entertaining experience for people to enjoy, you know. So we're just trying to get it right before we announce anything or start doing anything, you know.
So where is the best place people can keep up to date with you?
That would be on Instagram. If you type in Arbutus, full stop, you'll find us.
Excellent. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks very much for having me on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.